Unit 3. You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. 1. You overhear someone talking to a tour guide.
I just wanted to say, yesterday evening, when we went round the town sightseeing, it was really good to have you show us everything and tell us where to go and what to do. I know later in the week we're going on another tour, which is in the afternoon this time, so it'll be hot, and I think it would be a good idea to have a break and get a drink in a cafe in the middle of the tour. It was okay yesterday because it was evening, but I don't think I could manage to walk round for 2 hours in the heat. I just wanted to say, yesterday evening, when we went round the town sightseeing, it was really good to have you show us everything and tell us where to go and what to do. I know later in the week we're going on another tour, which is in the afternoon this time, so it'll be hot, and I think it would be a good idea to have a break and get a drink in a cafe in the middle of the tour. It was okay yesterday because it was evening, but I don't think I could manage to walk round for 2 hours in the heat.
2. You hear a man talking on the radio about a place he visited on holiday.
It's not yet been discovered by most tourists, so don't bother going there if you're looking for nightlife. You will, though, want to have space in your suitcases to bring home some of the local crafts, and you can spend hours wandering the streets, going in and out of the souvenir places, spending your money. Apart from that, there's not really much else to do. You can get a bus into the surrounding countryside, but, to be honest, it's a bit dull. You'll have to entertain yourself by sitting in a cafe and watching people. That always fascinates me. Other people's lives are more interesting than mine. It's not yet been discovered by most tourists, so don't bother going there if you're looking for nightlife. You will, though, want to have space in your suitcases to bring home some of the local crafts, and you can spend hours wandering the streets, going in and out of the souvenir places, spending your money. Apart from that, there's not really much else to do. You can get a bus into the surrounding countryside, but, to be honest, it's a bit dull. You'll have to entertain yourself by sitting in a cafe and watching people. That always fascinates me. Other people's lives are more interesting than mine.
3. You overhear two people talking about a holiday.
Well, the holiday could have been better.
Oh, it wasn't that bad. I mean, when I realised our flight was going to be held up because of fog, I thought, oh no, that's when the bags get on the wrong plane and go to the wrong place.
I know, I was worried too. I hate not having all my things.
But we were lucky there.
Not so lucky with the hotel, though.
Our room was okay.
Well, I'm not surprised it wasn't fully booked, even at the busiest time of year. I won't go back there again. Well, the holiday could have been better.
Oh, it wasn't that bad. I mean, when I realised our flight was going to be held up because of fog, I thought, oh no, that's when the bags get on the wrong plane and go to the wrong place.
I know, I was worried too. I hate not having all my things.
But we were lucky there.
Not so lucky with the hotel, though.
Our room was okay.
Well, I'm not surprised it wasn't fully booked, even at the busiest time of year. I won't go back there again.
4. You overhear a woman leaving a message on an answer phone.
Hi, Janie. Look, I know we made all the arrangements the other day about getting to the airport and we agreed you would give me a lift, but I think we've allowed far too much time to get there. I was talking to a friend of mine who drives a taxi and he said it's a very straightforward journey. He said another time he'll take us in his taxi. So anyway, shall I see you at mine about 8:30 instead of 8? Let me know. I can still get the bus and see you at the check-in if it's easier for you. Hi, Janie. Look, I know we made all the arrangements the other day about getting to the airport and we agreed you would give me a lift, but I think we've allowed far too much time to get there. I was talking to a friend of mine who drives a taxi, and he said it's a very straightforward journey. He said another time he'll take us in his taxi. So anyway, shall I see you at mine about 8:30 instead of 8? Let me know. I can still get the bus and see you at the check-in if it's easier for you.
5. You hear two people talking about a TV programme they saw.
I enjoyed that documentary about Africa, but I wonder how they filmed some of it. I've heard that occasionally they film in a zoo to get good pictures.
I'd be really annoyed if they'd done that. But it's unlikely, as they showed how they'd made it afterwards. I could have done without that presenter, though, who seemed to think he was talking to a bunch of school kids.
Well, the alternative was more of that awful music in the background.
True. TV producers seem afraid of silence, but I've watched so many of these programmes it didn't bother me.
I enjoyed that documentary about Africa, but I wonder how they filmed some of it. I've heard that occasionally they film in a zoo to get good pictures.
I'd be really annoyed if they'd done that. But it's unlikely, as they showed how they'd made it afterwards. I could have done without that presenter, though, who seemed to think he was talking to a bunch of school kids.
Well, the alternative was more of that awful music in the background.
True. TV producers seem afraid of silence, but I've watched so many of these programmes it didn't bother me.
6. You hear the following announcement on a train.
This is the 4:15 service to Birmingham. This is to inform passengers travelling on this train that there will be 2 extra stops, as stated on the departure board in the station. This is because the train which was due to depart for Birmingham at 12 minutes past 4 was cancelled. Passengers due to travel on that train were told to catch this one instead. This train is usually a non-stop service, so we apologise for a slight delay in arriving at our destination. We also apologise to those passengers who were due to catch the earlier train. This is the 4:15 service to Birmingham. This is to inform passengers travelling on this train that there will be 2 extra stops, as stated on the departure board in the station. This is because the train which was due to depart for Birmingham at 12 minutes past 4 was cancelled. Passengers due to travel on that train were told to catch this one instead. This train is usually a non-stop service, so we apologise for a slight delay in arriving at our destination. We also apologise to those passengers who were due to catch the earlier train.
7. You overhear two people arranging a trip together.
So I know you want to plan where we'll go in New Zealand, but what happens if we arrive somewhere and we really like it and want to stay longer? If we've already booked a hotel in the next town, we'll have to move on.
But we can save a lot of money by booking in advance on the internet.
Sometimes you also get a good deal when you book on the day, so I don't think that matters. And if you're worried about money, we could just stay in cheaper places.
And I suppose if we don't manage to see everything we want, we'll have to go back on another trip.
So I know you want to plan where we'll go in New Zealand, but what happens if we arrive somewhere and we really like it and want to stay longer? If we've already booked a hotel in the next town, we'll have to move on.
But we can save a lot of money by booking in advance on the internet.
Sometimes you also get a good deal when you book on the day, so I don't think that matters. And if you're worried about money, we could just stay in cheaper places.
And I suppose if we don't manage to see everything we want, we'll have to go back on another trip.
8. You hear two people talking about something that happened on a journey.
Hi, Tara. How was the long train journey from Edinburgh?
Well, it went really fast because I started talking to the man sitting opposite me. I told him all about how I want to study literature and the novel I've been writing.
So he must have been interested if he kept listening.
Oh, he was very polite. The thing is, I talked a lot about creative writing and how you do it. Then when he got off, he gave me his card, and he's a well-known author. Oh, I was really ashamed of myself, as I didn't give him a chance to say very much, so I had no idea.
Hi, Tara. How was the long train journey from Edinburgh?
Well, it went really fast because I started talking to the man sitting opposite me. I told him all about how I want to study literature and the novel I've been writing.
So he must have been interested if he kept listening.
Oh, he was very polite. The thing is, I talked a lot about creative writing and how you do it. Then when he got off, he gave me his card, and he's a well-known author. Oh, I was really ashamed of myself, as I didn't give him a chance to say very much, so I had no idea.